Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And our guest right now is Robert L. Dillenschneider. He wrote a book called The AMA Handbook of Public Relations, Leveraging PR in the Digital Age. Hello, Bob.
Great to be with you, Les. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
No problem. You are a public relations veteran. This is something you've dealt with for most of your adult life, I'm assuming. And you know the subject matter very, very well.
I've been in this game for 40 years.
And you've seen a lot of changes in this game. And in the last 5 to 10 years, it's changed rapidly. Let's talk about new technology, not versus old technology, because much of what you do in this book is you try to integrate the two. We're not shelving the old technology yet, are we?
It used to be that everything was on a piece of paper, and you handed somebody a piece of paper, and that was it. And it used to be that public relations people in the whole field wasn't taken seriously. Things have changed quite dramatically now. Now we're into all the different forms of technology, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Bing, all the rest of it. And public relations is taken very seriously now, because what happens is it affects laws, it affects reputations, it affects stock prices, and a lot more. So it's become a very serious business. The one thing that hasn't changed is you still need to be able to construct a good English sentence, and you need to be able to have a good argument. Because no matter how effective the technology is, if the argument isn't compelling, no one cares. Because there's so much out there right now in cyberspace, if you can't cut through and grab the audience by its throat and say, I have an important message for you, you're not going to get through.
Yeah, there are a lot of chicken littles out there who are screaming, print media's dead, print media's... It's not really dead, is it?
Oh, no. Print media is very much alive. In fact, when you look at publications like the National Geographic, women's publications, publications like The Week, Newsweek is up for sale, but it's going to be very successful. Print media is very successful. What's happening in newspapers is the big metro dailies are shrinking, and what's happening is we're getting a lot more community newspapers than ever before. So print media is very much alive, and it's a good place for people to go to work.
Like everything else, it's becoming more niche, isn't it?
Very niche, very specific, and you have to understand it to fit into it. If you don't, you're really dead.
Bob, in your long and storied career, you've consulted some of the world's largest companies. What's the best piece of advice you ever gave one of your clients?
Well, there are really two pieces of advice. One is you've got to tell the truth at all times, because if you don't tell the truth, you're going to get caught. And secondly, when you're in a crisis and you've got a problem, you've got to tell everything as fast as you possibly can and get it behind you. BP, for example, it's still coming out every day. There are pages of newspapers, hours of television and radio devoted to the BP problem. That should have been behind them days ago.
And those maxims apply whether we're in the digital age or not, correct?
Absolutely. You got to tell it all and tell it fast. And if you get caught in a lie, it's a big problem. There's a man running for the Senate in Connecticut. Nice guy, very qualified guy. He's been caught as a liar. That's not a good thing. The voters don't want a liar in the Senate representing them. It's a serious problem.
That's one way to not respond in a PR crisis, correct? Don't lie, you're always caught in the lie. Has social media changed the way we do things?
Oh, yeah. I think social media has changed in this manner. The social media reaches everybody, but it really reaches people below 35 years of age. And those are decision makers that were not treated really before in serious ways. Social media has made them a totally new force, whether it's Generation Y or Generation X or the new millennials, whoever it happens to be. Social media now has coalesced them as never before into a serious force. You're seeing pushback here. You're seeing pushback from the Tea Party, for example. You're seeing pushback from the extreme right. But social media is changing all of that.
What are the most important skills to have while you're dealing with all these new technologies and in the new PR age?
Now, the most important thing is the one we talked about. You've got to be able to form a compelling argument. If you went to school and took a course in logic and did well, you're going to do well in this. If you went to school and took a course in English and you know how to use compelling language, you're going to do well in this. If you can apply language and arguments to the new media, you're going to be very successful. If you can't, you won't. If you're an older person, if you're above 40 and you don't know how to use the new media, you'd better start looking for your Social Security check, because the game is over. If you're a younger person and you don't know how to use language and develop a compelling argument, the game, you still have time, but the game will be over for you as well.
Bob, part of the PR game, if you don't mind me using that word game, is changing and shaping public opinion. How do you do that these days and be effective?
Well, it's relatively easy to change public opinion if you have, again, compelling arguments. What you have to do is you have to get opinion leaders. In every life, there are opinion leaders. In my family, I have two sisters and a brother, and I've got numerous cousins. I know among the 20 members of my extended family, if I tell one person, the other 19 fall into line right away. That's pretty much true in society generally. So if I can find an opinion leader, somebody everybody respects, that's one way to begin changing opinion, because they will then offer their opinion. Right now, we're looking toward the November elections, and after that, we'll be looking toward the Obama election, the presidential election, in 2.5 years. Right now, the number of people in America who respect the Congress has slipped from 11% to 4%. I would not go to those people in the Congress to seek an opinion leader. I just wouldn't do it. But there are opinion leaders out there. Clint Eastwood, unbelievable, he's 82 years old, is an opinion leader. Gene Hackman is an opinion leader. Fred Thompson, the former senator from Tennessee, is an opinion leader. These individuals come across in very forceful ways. They reflect their opinion, and they get people to follow them. That's the bandwagon effect. It works.
Once again, he is Robert L. Dillenschneider. His newest book, The AMA Handbook of Public Relations, Leveraging PR in the Digital Age. Bob, thank you, and good luck with the book.
Les, great to be with you, and it's great to have a technician like Jeremy doing this.